Let's turn to other matters. Already there's plentiful speculation, as you know, about the budget for next year. It's due to be delivered in 2 months' time. In today's papers, there are suggestions of a cut to the VAT charged on internet connections and reports of government TDs seeking a substantial rise in the weekly pension. However, two measures announced in last October's budget came to fruition today. 0.8% of GDP will be set aside for what's known as the Future Ireland Fund, while €2 billion a year will be transferred to a second, smaller fund called the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. The Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, is with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Actually, before we get into all of that, I suppose, in fairness, you were a minister for sport at one stage. We've had so many Olympic Games in this country where we just spoke about things being disappointing or, you know, he'd hoped for better on the day, etc. etc. What has changed?
Well, look, it's amazing to hear Des refer to winning streak and the incredible success we've even seen so far, just 6 days in. I remember in the days and the years gone by when I was Minister for Sport out in Abbottstown, seeing these athletes put in the phenomenal effort, the work, the dedication and the commitment and the training, and to see all of that crystallise with success and just the general competitiveness of the Irish team across so many disciplines in sport is really inspiring. And I know plays such an important role in inspiring participation in sport, but just giving our country a lift. And we've so much more to come over the coming days with opportunities for medals. And I want to congratulate everyone who has won a medal so far, and also those who've been really competitive across so many disciplines.
All right, then, let's talk about these two funds. What's the money being set aside for, and how and when will it be used?
So we have the Future Ireland Fund, and that's to support expenditure post 2041. So as people will be aware, we've got a really strong economy with corporation tax receipts, which are volatile. And we want to put a significant portion of that aside, 0.8% of GDP, which would amount to about €4 billion this year and to grow in future years, in a fund to really protect progress for the future and to ensure that we prepare for a future which brings uncertainties. And that's why we'll be putting aside over €4 billion per year over a 12-year period, and we hope to grow that fund with the National Treasury Management Agency so we could have up to €100 billion set aside in the Future Ireland Fund so that a future government can support generations of young people, the grandchildren and children of parents today, that they have they can manage the expenditure pressures of the future. And then the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund is to provide a fiscal buffer if there's a deterioration in our public finances in the short to medium term, and also opportunities to invest in important infrastructure in the short to medium term, in climate, in water, in many other areas of pressures in infrastructure that we have.
As you say, at the moment the country is taking in a lot of money from corporation tax. What if the economy takes a hit? What if there's another crash? Can whoever is in power halt these payments?
Yeah, so there's a structure embedded in the legislation which allows a Minister for Finance to reduce the amount that we allocate to the Future Ireland Fund to 0.4% of GDP, or indeed to halt the allocation to the Future Ireland Fund, and that would require a Dáil resolution and also engagement with the Fiscal Advisory Council. And then separately, if there was a deterioration or a shock in a particular year, the 25% of the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund can be used as a counter-cyclical buffer in the short to medium term.
All right, so the funds could be raided, because will remember that that's what happened back in 2010. We ended up taking money from a sovereign wealth fund and using it in the here and now.
Well, the Future Ireland Fund is legislated to be protected for post-2041. The Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, up to 25% can be taken in, and it's due to grow to €14 billion. If up to 25% can be taken out in a particular year, if the economic circumstances pertain, that should be the case. The current trajectory of our economy is such that we expect corporation tax receipts and our economy to grow in the short to medium term, but there are risks, and that's why when we have an economy at full employment with strong tax receipts, that we put a portion of that aside to protect public services for the future, to protect investment for the future in infrastructure, okay, in housing and in many other areas of our economy.
These two funds were announced by your predecessor. The next budget is up to you and Pascal Donoghue. Today's Irish Independent saying that ministers are under under pressure to increase the pension by up to 20 euro a week. Now, this raises the possibility of treating pensions differently to other welfare payments. Is that something you're considering?
So there's been no discussion yet on what way we're going to calibrate the social protection package. What I would say is this government has a strong record in supporting pensioners and indeed supporting the least well-off in our society. And part of our summer economic statement was to make sure we've a package of measures, 8.3 billion euro in total, and 1.8 billion of that is on new expenditure measures.
Mm. But you're not ruling out though decoupling welfare payments from pensions?
There's been no discussion or consideration of that. And what I can say is that what we've budgeted for is a strong social protection package that's substantial and again supports people who and families, many of whom still face significant pressures around cost of living, which are continuing. Despite inflation moderating, I fully understand in the people I meet and engage with that cost of living is a major issue for people, and that's why we have to support people through the winter period.
Given that you've said that, it was reported a few days ago in the Daily Mail that energy credits will again be paid and that they'll be paid before the end of the year. Is that your plan?
So I expect government will agree a cost of living package. The scope and extent of that still has to be worked through. Inflation has moderated, but as I've said, prices are still high for many families. So what way and how that's stretched over a winter period is still for discussion within government.
But there should be something before the end of the year.
Well, I think if we are to agree a cost of living package, I think we want to really support people through the winter period when their energy bills might be higher and when there's more pressures on families more generally. And that's, I think, an appropriate way to deliver a cost of living package. But again, that's up for discussion closer to budget time.
So again, just to be clear about that, there will be some sort of package.
I expect we will have to provide additional supports around cost of living as part of our wider budgetary framework. Because as I said, there are lots of pressures still on families. And again, the scope of that might be different to previous years because inflation has moderated. But we still hear people when there are concerns about prices being still high across many aspects of our economy. And that's why a cost of living package, in addition to the wider supports that will be delivered as part of our, obviously want to give workers a break around income tax as well. And again, support continued investment in public services so that the investments we've made in recent years are embedded for future
years. Okay, and one final question then in relation to another piece of speculation today. The Irish Times reporting that another one of the items on the table is a reduction in the VAT on internet connections. Is that under discussion?
So I think we'll see over the coming days and weeks, every item in the tax strategy group papers identified as a possible measure. And we have to be careful when making any changes to VAT of the consequences to that and whether consumers would benefit. But I'm not going to speculate on what measures we may or may not take.
In that paper, it's up for discussion. Is that what you're saying?
Every item of tax policy is referenced in that paper. So lots of perspectives in that and lots of tax policy considerations won't feature in Budget 2025 because I've been very clear since I've taken office, the core part of our tax package will be to support workers and families and giving them a break in terms of income tax. And that will be a majority part of our 1.4 billion euro package. Yes, there'll be scope for additional measures beyond that, but making sure that with wage growth in our economy, that we're not levying people with additional taxation. So putting money back in people's pockets. And I think when you think of what we're announcing today with the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, the fact that we are running significant surpluses is thanks to the contribution that so many workers in our economy are making. And that's why we want to give them a break as part of Budget 25.
Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, thank you for joining us this afternoon.